This is JIS News. Coming up, government to embark on national baseline survey on IT, upcoming Jamaica Film Festival to develop the local creative sector, and 65 athletes to represent Jamaica at Pan Am Games. The news in detail after this message.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are HubActive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Now the news. Senior Superintendent of Police in charge of the St. James Division, Steve McGregor, is expressing confidence that the parish will experience a major reduction in crime by the end of 2015. St. James has recorded 101 murders to date, making it the only parish with a murder tally of over 100 since the start of the year.
It is not going to be solved in 2 months, nor 3 months. But I can tell you this, by we reach close to the end of the year, going into the new year, you're going to see a difference. Because the impact that we will be having in the different districts, with the programs that we are implementing, the network system will start to work and we will get there.
SSP McGregor says a number of strategies have been implemented to achieve significant and sustained reduction in serious and violent crimes, including murders. One such initiative is the implementation of a curfew for minors. Under the curfew, no child under 17 years should be seen on the streets after 9 p.m. unless they're in the company of a parent or guardian or heading home from school. Jamaica is to send 65 of its top athletes to represent the country at this year's staging of the 17th Pan American Games in Toronto, Canada, from July 10 to July 26. Jamaica will participate in 7 events, including track and field athletics, badminton, BMX cycling, swimming, and taekwondo. Among the athletes down to compete are Sharon Simpson, Simone Facey, Dexter Lee, and Javier Bell in track and field, Gareth Henry and Catherine Winter in badminton, Alia Atkinson in swimming, and Malik Binlos in BMX cycling. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley is encouraging Jamaicans to lend support to the athletes as they compete in their respective events.
I expect great things, Toronto 2015 team, and offer hearty congratulations to all who have been duly selected as our sporting ambassadors. I know they're going to make Jamaica proud, and I want to remind them that a grateful nation salutes them.
The sports minister was speaking at the Jamaica Olympic Association's media briefing to announce the teams for the 17th Pan American Games. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the upcoming Jamaica Film Festival is one of several initiatives being implemented to develop the local creative sector. Mr. Hilton says the government recognizes the important role the creative economy plays in the country's growth agenda.
Our strategy is a deliberate one. We are putting in place a framework, the legislative framework, the policy, and the initiatives such as that which is coming out of JAMPRO and the Film Commission. The festival itself is a significant breakthrough. What it will do is to create a focal point where persons can start to see the possibilities. And hopefully going forward, we can bring together all of the elements within the creative economy to create one national brand.
Minister Hilton was speaking at a JIS think tank session Thursday. The Jamaica Film Festival, being organized by JAMPRO, will be held from July 7 to 11 in Kingston. And Technology Minister Philip Paulwell says the government will be embarking on a national baseline survey to determine the distribution of information technology IT throughout the island. This is to determine the country's status in terms of access to internet service, the level of internet penetration, and the use of computers.
It is to enable us to provide accurate data to the international organizations that compile rankings of states across the globe.
Minister Paulwell says Jamaica has a poor international ranking in IT due to the lack of reporting on the work being done by the government to improve access in information technology. The survey is expected to be completed by the end of the summer and will be carried out by officers at the Statistical Institute of Jamaica and the University of the West Indies, Mona. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.